Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I will never not be proud to be an American, but I have to tell you, I'm ashamed of the people leading this nation currently, and for many of those who've gotten us to the point where we are right now. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. This is the Kevin Jackson Network. Wow. The exit of Afghanistan hits you on so many levels. And it isn't, I don't care about winning and losing. That's not even the issue for me, and I hope that is the sentiment many of you feel, because I think people think Americans want to spike the football. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. We deliver the truth in the news. And the news that we have right now, domestically, foreign and domestic, I should say, is horrible. And again, Afghanistan to me is not about winning or losing. That was a war, if you want to call it that, that we started that wasn't really set to win. We didn't have an objective to win. We just wanted to get in there and get payback. The Russians, remember, they got booted out within days. We were there for two decades to effect change in the world, which we did. And you know why I feel sad for the Afghanistan people? It's because they started feeling comfort. Two decades of American presence, and you have some sense of normalcy. In a few days, you want to say elections have consequences for us? I mean, we're going through H-E double crooked socks for sure in America. But what do you think is happening to these people right now? Wow, man, what a complete change. And what's interesting is the left will say nothing. You don't hear these guys. Where's the Me Too movement on the wind? Oh, women, you know, you'll get an occasional article, but you won't get an outrage. You won't get an uproar. I'm outraged because I can't imagine these people having that feeling of freedom, that little sense, that taste of America. By the way, that may be the only thing that saves us in the future. Because why would you want to partner with us? Why would you want to partner with us even when we have a strong president like Trump? Why would you partner with us when you know it's only a matter of time before it's over? Before there, you know, it doesn't matter. If there's a regime change in America, which, by the way, we had a coup. I don't care what anybody tells you. We had a coup of Trump. And it goes to show you we are just as big of a third world crap hole as the one we just exited. And it, going back to that, I don't care that we left. I wanted us out. Not another life should be lost fighting for a cause that we don't have specifics about. Donald Trump got it right. And the problem is they let a demented fool execute it. And now there's hell to pay. I know what we face as a country because, you know, we've got the black eye. We've got the far-reaching implications of do you want to partner with us? And I could go on. But, man, what if you're one of those people left behind? The American military is known for this statement, leave no man behind. I mean, when I'm thinking about the special forces guys that I, you know, spent time with, there is no way that what happened in Afghanistan would happen if we had any of the anybody with using an old word, gumption. It wouldn't happen. This is so tragic. And look, the reason why I guess I take it more seriously is I know what, how people feel about family and how they feel about this country. And you're thousands of miles away from what you know to be freedom. And now you're running for your lives. And what did Biden say? It was all about the mission. He was going to get every American out. We'll talk more about that. He's going to get every Afghani out who helped us, et cetera, et cetera. And he didn't do it. Let's play this clip. I was going to hold out on it, but let's play this clip, and I'll tell you what this is after it's played. Well, in case you didn't know what that is, by the way, welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. That was the gunshots of the Taliban going door to door in Afghanistan and killing its own people. Where are the human rights activists in America, huh? Where are you? It's a solemn day for me, seriously, because I'm looking at just the atrocities that are happening in this area that we supposedly helped to civilize. And I'd say to all these Holly weirdos, and there's a list of them. You ready for some of them? Robert De Niro, Alyssa Milano, Mark Ruffalo, Ashley Judd, Madonna, Rosie O'Donnell, Joy Behar, George Clooney, Alec Baldwin, Chrissy Teigen, John Legend, Jimmy Kimmel, Meryl Streep, Cher, Lady Gaga, Olivia Wilde, J.K. Rowling, John Oliver, Stephen Colbert. Where are you now? There's a host of you. Seth Meyers, Shonda Rhimes, Deborah Messing, all you people that wanted this freaking clown to take over. You condone the coup. You claim you've got all these things you stand for. Hey, I tell you what. Let's load up jets. Let's send you to Afghanistan. And maybe you can go rescue the Americans who've been left behind in that godforsaken country. Because that's what it's returned to. It had 2 decades of the shining light on the hill. And that 2 decades was ruined. I'm not saying that Trump wasn't going to leave. He was leaving. But there was a way to leave and to leave civilization intact. And now you've got carnage. What do you think's happening to women right now in Afghanistan, ladies? Huh? Me Too movement? Where you at, Rose McGowan? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We're also facilitating flights for our allies and our partners and working in close operational coordination with NATO on this evacuation. For example, we provided overwatch for the French convoy bringing hundreds of their people from the French embassy to the airport. These operations are going to continue over the coming days before we complete our drawdown. We're going to do everything that we can to provide safe evacuation for our Afghan allies, partners, and Afghans who might be targeted because of their association with the United States. But let me be clear. Any American who wants to come home, we will get you home.
Those are the assured words of Joey Demento, the man in charge, the commander in grief, the idiot in chief. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Humiliating is the way this has been described. Joe Biden, any American that wants to come home, we'll get you home. Yeah. Whatever. Remember what Psaki said? His spokesperson?
But does the president have a sense that most of the criticism is not of leaving Afghanistan, it's the way that he has ordered it to happen? By pulling the troops before getting these Americans who are now stranded. Does he have a sense of that?
First of all, I think it's irresponsible to say Americans are stranded. They are not. We are committed to bringing Americans who want to come home, home. We are in touch with them via phone, via text, via email, via any way that we can possibly reach Americans to get them home if they want to return home.
There are no Americans stranded is the White House's official position on what's happening in Afghanistan. Right?
I'm just calling you out for saying that we are stranding Americans in Afghanistan when we have been very clear that we are not leaving Americans who want to return home. We are going to bring them home. And I think that's important for the American public to hear and understand.
If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. See, that's the problem with Democrats. They're lying scumbags and skanks. And they will say whatever they want to say. The truth can be right in front of their faces. And if it doesn't fit their fake narrative, they will deny it. That's what's happening right here. How many of these situations, how many of these clips can we play before you go, wow, it was a blatant lie? Joe Biden will stay there until we get everybody out. I'm speechless. As I said earlier, I will never be ashamed to be an American. But if you think I'm going to own up to this nonsense, if you think that I see Biden as the president of this nation, the legitimate president, you're out of your mind. And you know what? We got to learn a lesson here. As Obama said, elections have consequences. There's been a huge consequence on our side. The largest theft in the history of this nation, the most draconian measures that I've ever seen. We live in a dystopia at this point. But it's nothing compared to what those people are going through over there. And we're going to go on with our lives very soon and not have to worry about the Americans stranded in Afghanistan. The Afghanis who put their lives on the line who are now being raped and tortured and killed because we have a leader, and I use my finger quotes, who doesn't know how to lead. This is so heartbreaking on so many levels. And you know what Biden's now doing? He wants to talk about the hurricane and FEMA. Yeah, he's not even taking questions on Afghanistan. We have a clip of that, right? Here it is.
I'm not supposed to take any questions, but go ahead.
Mr. President, on Afghanistan?
I'm not going to answer that.
Surely you caught the first part of what Biden said. I'm not supposed to take any questions. You got to ask yourself, who's telling him this? This is the leader of the free world. Who's saying it? Is it some staffer saying, Mr. President, don't take any questions? I mean, what would you say if I was elected president and they said, now listen, when you go out there, don't take any questions. I'd look at them and say, you're telling me what to do? Not going to happen. I have a responsibility to the public to tell them what's going on. But no, it's all about Hurricane Ida. I told you yesterday. All about Hurricane Ida. How deadly dangerous Hurricane Ida is. It's killed one person. How many things happened in the world that killed one person? Look, I get it. People are flooded out. One of my kids is in New Orleans. He had to evacuate. He and his girlfriend had to evacuate. They are in Texas. They showed us a drone shot or, you know, like a satellite shot of their location. It's completely flooded. I get it. Floods happen. It happened in Louisiana. But in terms of hurricane damage, really? Ida's the big news now? Not for me. Because, you know, if I put myself in a position of one of these people who's stranded in Afghanistan, running for their lives, the futility of the situation, you have no more military there. God only hopes there's some special forces guys over there working with remnants of military or whatever to get these people out. Because I'm telling you, I'm one of these buffs that watches these shows where, you know, what's going on in the Middle East. I love the spy thriller genre and stuff like that, and I happen to know a lot more about it than the average person. And I would just say to you, that's the situation you never want to be in. You are at the complete mercy of everybody around you. You don't speak the language. You don't look like them. You're easy to spot. And you're running for your lives. And God forbid you have children. God forbid you're a woman. And I keep asking, I want to know where these Holly weirdos are on this stuff. Speak up, people. Stephen King, Gabrielle Union. I've given a lot of names. LeBron James, Stephen Curry, Black Lives Matter, right? Woo-hoo-hoo. Hey, do American lives matter? Do Afghani lives matter? If you're like me, you're angry with Team Demento and what they did in Afghanistan. Because let me tell you, America took a punch to the gut, a kick in the... Well, you know. Because we exited that country in shame. We didn't exit the Taliban. I heard they were shooting up bullets at the airport and stuff like that, celebrating. This should be a transition. Hey guys, we're out of here. It's been nice knowing you. Congrats. We shake hands, and then, you know, things go back to some level of normalcy. You know, I mean, you would think they would share the gun. I don't know. And according to one general, they're still being the Taliban doesn't own the whole country. There's one guy that's still fighting it out with them. How long is he going to last now that they got $50 billion of our equipment? A day early and $50 billion short. That's how Biden got out of Afghanistan.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
America's longest war has come to a close.
That's how Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin opened a Pentagon briefing on Wednesday. Austin saying the 20-year conflict has taken a deep toll on the United States. He praised the massive evacuation operation at the Kabul airport and said U.S. troops were tireless, fearless, and selfless. Austin speaking there as House Republicans are calling for a hearing regarding the U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. Florida Congressman Brian Mast, who lost both legs in Afghanistan, says President Biden needs to explain why he didn't bring every American and interpreter home.
He said, we will get every American out. We will get everyone out. And then they backtracked on that and said, no, we're going to be intimidated by these terrorists at every step along the way.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. About 6 in 10 voters believe the country has gone pretty seriously off track as President Biden faces a wave of criticism over his handling of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. That's according to a new Politico Morning Consult poll released on Wednesday. The study, conducted from Saturday to Monday, found that 61% of respondents believe the country is on the wrong track, compared to just 39% who say the country is going in the right direction. The survey also found a record low overall approval rating for Biden at 47%, with 49% saying they disapproved of the president's job performance overall. Northern California's Caldor Fire is now threatening 34,000 more structures and has turned a popular resort city into a ghost town. Everyone has left the city of South Lake Tahoe under mandatory evacuation orders that moved out 53,000 people. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now the president faces criticism from America's NATO allies. This is the greatest debacle that NATO has seen since its foundation, and it is an epical change we are facing, said Armin Laschet, who's expected to become the next German chancellor. In Britain, members of parliament united to hold President Biden in contempt, accusing him of throwing the UK and everybody else into the fire, in a move they fear will embolden Russia and China.
Like many veterans, this last week has been one that has seen me struggle through anger and grief and rage, the feeling of abandonment of not just a country, but the sacrifice that my friends made.
And now America's European allies are looking inward. Frustrated with Biden's unilateral move, they say damaged and humiliated NATO.
We can set out a vision, clearly articulated, for reinvigorating our European NATO partners to make sure that we are not dependent on a single ally, on the decision of a single leader.
I hate to break it to that Brit, but there ain't even a single leader. Not here in the United States, not in this government. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. Greatest debacle is what the German, the next German chancellor said. He's the greatest NATO debacle in history. Britain holding Biden in contempt. Elections have consequences, and you know what they did? They emboldened Russia, China, emboldened. These are the words coming out of world leaders. The people that supposedly didn't like Trump, right? The people that talked to Hillary before the election, the people that called Biden to say, hey, you know, we hope you can beat that guy, the orange guy. I have a question for people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That would be me. I have a question for you. How many people do you believe have been killed in Afghanistan since Joe Biden became president? How many? We've already gotten reports that once the Taliban took over, they started killing people. Did you get any kind of body count? Did anybody give us, oh man, you know, there were, I can play clips where they said that we heard that 9 or 12 or 10 people were killed. I want you to ask yourself, the number one ethnic group in that area, the Pashtuns, who had been marginalized, they take over, they're angry, nobody gets killed? Oh yeah, we know about the 13 Marines and the suicide bomber that killed, what, 169 Afghanis or whatever. But how many people do you think actually died leading up to that? And then I have a bigger question for you. many do you think have died since we officially left? You think it's tens or dozens, as we say here, since we don't use the metric system? How many? You think it's tens? You think it's hundreds? I'll make you a bet. If CNN and those guys did their work and really let us know what was going on, if they had the, and I wouldn't do it, I don't have the guts, but if you had the guts to embed with the Taliban and get permission, I'll bet you money. Thousands of people are dying. Thousands. And some of them, many of them are people who helped us. But I'll tell you what almost all of them are. They are people who thought their lives were going to be changed, were going to be different. I've never been to Afghanistan. There's no reason for me to want to go. But I'll tell you this. I'll bet you money that in the 20 years that we occupied that country, it changed dramatically. It had some level of civilized society that made Afghans go, wow, man, this is the way life can be. And it's gone in an instant. But here's what's interesting to me, and I'm going to get into this because we'll probably run out of time if I don't get started. But because believe it or not, I haven't gotten into what I want to talk about today. But here's a story. Biden appears to have broken his promise to stay in Afghanistan until every American is evacuated. Major General Kenneth F. McKenzie Jr. announced that the last of the U.S. troops stationed at the Kabul airport had left, completing the military's drawdown in the country, even though hundreds of Americans likely remain. Now, I don't know who's there. Again, we never got the official body count. You guys heard my commentary on it the other day. I said if Trump were there, you'd know how many people were, how many people that Americans there were, how many got left, how many got killed, how many civilians were being killed, how many women were being raped and tortured and whatever else. They'd be giving you the play-by-play. It would be posted on their daily count like they did the coronavirus and the COVID updates. And you'd know everything about it. And they'd be dogging Trump about how bad he affected his plan to evacuate and the carnage and the blood is on his hands and all this other stuff. But you're not hearing a whole lot about that. Not from the lamestream news. No, no, no. We evacuated 90,000 people. What's funny is John Kirby, General Kirby, spokesman for the Pentagon, refused to answer how many Americans were left behind, what he thought about it. These people think they can run from this. Hey, you know who's really happy right now? Sad to say, Hillary Clinton. Because if you think Benghazi was bad, look at Afghanistan. Hillary's going, see, I should have been president. I would have only killed half the people. I would have only left half the people in America in Afghanistan. She'd have a case. Joe Biden is getting hundreds of people, maybe more, killed, many of whom are Americans, and you're not going to hear their stories. You're not going to have a media that's reporting on it. You're not going to. What do you think's going to happen? Do you think you will ever know these stories? The only way you'd know these stories is if the people, the family members, if I had a brother or something, I was like, my brother's in Afghanistan. Man, I haven't heard from my brother and, whatever. I wouldn't be on the radio. I'll tell you that. I'd be over trying to get him out. But I'm just saying, that's the only way you'll hear these stories. That one lady that said, I forget what she called it. She said Joe Biden was a piece of crap. And many others feel the same. So here's we have the clip right of the general making a comment about Americans being left behind. Or I don't know exactly what it is, but it's one of Biden's so-called generals giving us the update.
Can you give us a sense of whether or not there were any American citizens or other civilians who were taken out on any of those last couple of C-17s that flew out this afternoon? And can you give us a picture of what you saw with equipment and other things getting either destroyed or removed at the airport before they left.
So we no American citizens came out on the last, what we call the joint tactical exfiltration, the last five jets to leave. We maintained the ability to bring them in up until immediately before departure, but we were not able to bring any Americans out. That activity ended probably about 12 hours before our exit, although we continued the outreach and would have been prepared to bring them on until the very last minute, but none of them made it to the airport and were able to be accommodated.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Wow, that's just an astounding statement to hear from the general, the guy in control over there, the guy who's supposed to ensure that every one of our citizens gets out. She asked, were others taken out, Afghanis, Americans? No American citizens came out in the joint tactical exfiltration. See, this is what I hate about military bureaucracy and bureaucracy in general. Joint tactical exfiltration. Why is he using that term? Because while you're trying to figure out what in the heck it is, he's telling you, yeah, we left some people behind. I love it. He says, we maintain the ability to bring them in, but none of them made it or were able to be accommodated. Like they were checking into a freaking hotel. None of them made it. So we, and then she asked, did you destroy the equipment? He didn't even comment on that. General McKenzie, commander of the U.S. Central Command, some American citizens who wanted to leave Afghanistan are stuck in that third world crap hole, godforsaken country that we had civilized for two decades, gave some semblance of hope that maybe, just maybe, they would get their lives back, their freedom, experience something close to what America offers. And now, what, maybe 50,000 Afghanis? I don't know how many came out. But whatever the number is, that's it. That's all that got saved. Wow. We did not get everyone out that we wanted to get out, is what General McKenzie said. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form, and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So the reason I've been asking you about those numbers is just because of that. I want to understand how you're going to do that. Because there are only so many people at the airport right now. There aren't 20,000 people at the airport right now. There aren't 5,000 to 10,000 Americans at the airport right now. They're at their homes either in Kabul or the area. What is the plan to get these people to the airport?
First of all, from a military perspective, John, our focus is at the airport, right? Security and stability at the airport so we can keep operations going. We're working hand in glove with the State Department in terms of supporting their plans at processing these individuals. But again, that's something that we're going to be doing on a case-by-case, day-by-day basis. Right now, though, I don't want to set the expectation that that we are equipped and able to go out into the countryside and physically move people into Kabul. Our focus right now now, the troops that we have there are at the airport. The idea is to make sure we can get that the air operations, not only have they resumed, but to keep them in place for as long as possible.
If they can't get to the airport, what does it matter if you have the capabilities to get them out from the airport?
John, I understand that, and we all understand that the security situation in Kabul is not ideal. Right now, the airport is open, and people are able to get through through the gates there. There's a processing process that actually has to occur, but right now, things are moving out of the airport, and again, our focus is on making sure that continues.
That's what you call double talk and gobbledygook, because as we learned, people couldn't even get to the airport. Here's MSNBC. I'm giving you a little bit of a history of this. This thing never went smoothly. It was fight for your life. And let me tell you, if you got to the airport and you didn't get in, shame on you, because there was no hope. Anyway, here's MSNBC talking about the same situation.
I want to get to our senior foreign correspondent, Ian Pannell, with us live on the ground in Kabul, where he has been for many days now. And, Ian, I want to get right to something the president was pressed on there from our own Stephanie Ramos, who was there at the White House. She asked about Americans and Afghans who are in Kabul and beyond, who are trying to get to that airport. But as you have reported for many nights on World News Tonight, the Taliban controls the checkpoint, the Taliban and convoys around that country. How do you get those families to the airport? The president said he has no intelligence that Americans have been unable to get there. The question, obviously, does that square with reporting on the ground?
I mean, just totally not. I mean, the reaction was pretty much one of, it was breathtaking. No indication Americans can't get to the airports. I mean, last night on World News, we had American citizens who had exactly that experience. They tried to get to the airport. They had waived their American passports. The president talked about all they had to do was present their passports and they'd be allowed through. They were beaten by the Taliban with the rubber fan belt from a vehicle. Multiple examples of Americans and Afghans, SIV applicants, who have now tried repeatedly. There's one woman we're tracking. She's back at the airport tonight. This is her third night in the row. Gates haven't opened. The Taliban haven't let her through. It just seems the reality and the rhetoric are miles apart. I'm not quite sure what advice the president's receiving, but the truth on the ground is that these people who are in fear of their lives can't get through.
Biden said it earlier, there's nothing special about being an American. Show that passport, get your butt kicked, or get killed. Now we've got, I don't know, hundreds of stranded Americans in Afghanistan. The only people who are going to care about this are the people who are their family members or friends, and they better hope they know somebody high up, because it's over. Reminds me of the guy that he just went after Brian Williams, because Brian Williams, he was extolling the virtues of Biden after Biden gave a speech. I'm just giving you a walk down memory lane about Afghanistan. Folks, this is all unfolded in the matter of about a month. Just remember this. This is how quickly things can go to hell in a handbasket. And as you contemplate that, I want you to ask yourself this, because it's got to be ticking in the back of your brain like a little worm. How would this have been done if Trump were president? Anyway, here's Brian Williams being typical Brian Williams.
We want to bring into the conversation Matt Zeller, former first lieutenant during the war in Afghanistan, former combat advisor with Afghan security forces, co-founder of No One Left Behind, a veterans organization that offers services to former Afghan and Iraqi interpreters who resettle here in the United States. Mr. Zeller, it's almost ironic now to state the name of the organization you founded, given what we're watching go on, though I'm curious to hear your reaction of this consequential speech by the American president. Didn't run from it. He owned it. He owned his decision. He owned the fact that, as he put it, the buck stops with him.
I hope he gets to own their deaths, too. I feel like I watched a different speech than the rest of you guys. I was appalled. There was such a profound, bold-faced lie in that speech. The idea that we plan for every contingency.
I have been personally trying to tell this administration since it took office. I've been trying to tell our government for years that this was coming. We sent them plan after plan on how to evacuate these people. Nobody listened to us. They didn't plan for the evacuation of our Afghan wartime allies. They're trying to conduct it now at the 11th hour. The thing that they were most concerned about was the optics of a chaotic evacuation. Well, they got exactly what they were most concerned of by failing to do what was right when we could have done it. We had all the people and equipment in place to be able to save these people months ago, and we did nothing.
No preparation. He says the blood is on Joe Biden's hands, and he's exactly right. Well, I want to take you back to the interview that Biden did with Stephanopoulos, because that interview is so telling about the lack of preparation. And in retrospect, you now get a chance to understand why this guy is an idiot, the people who put him in the coup are idiots, and why we as Americans have to make sure this never occurs again. Here's Stephanopoulos talking with Biden, asking him the tough questions about why would you do this so poorly?
There was no good time to leave.
But if there's no good time, if you know you're going to have to leave eventually, why not have everything in place to make sure Americans to get out, to make sure our Afghan allies get out, so we don't have these chaotic scenes in Kabul?
Number one, as you know, the intelligence community did not say back in June or July that, in fact, this was going to collapse like it did. Number one.
They thought the Taliban would take over, but not this quickly.
But not this quickly, not even close. We had already issued several thousand passports to the SIVs, the people, the translators, when I came into office, before we had negotiated getting out at the end of August. Secondly, we're in a position where what we did was we took precautions. That's why I authorized that there be 6,000 American troops to flow in to accommodate this exit, number one. And number two, provided all that aircraft in the Gulf to get people out. We pre-positioned all of that, anticipated that. Now, granted, it took 2 days to take control of the airport. We have control of the airport now.
Still a lot of pandemonium outside the airport.
Well, there is. But look, but no one's being killed right now. God forgive me if I'm wrong about that. But no one's being killed right now. People are, we got 1,000 somewhere, 1,200 out yesterday, a couple thousand a day, and it's increasing. We're going to get those people out.
But we've all seen the pictures. We've seen those hundreds of people packed into a C-17. We've seen Afghans falling.
That was 4 days ago, 5 days ago.
What did you think when you first saw those pictures?
What I thought was we have to gain control of this. We have to move this more quickly.
You can listen to Biden speak 1,000 speeches, and all you're going to hear is lie, lie, lie. This guy is a professional pathological liar, and he wants to be believed. That's him in look, get any clip you want of Biden in retrospect, and you know what you're going to find? A guy that is so incompetent. I'm glad he has dementia, so he does not have to think about the nonsense that he brings in every single conversation. It is absolute nonsense. You want to parse it? No one's being killed right now. Knock on wood. We're going to get those people out. That's what he said. And I love that, how he says, look, we were on top of this, except the intelligence community gave me the wrong information about the Taliban. Well, now you know. Well, we'd issued thousands of passports before, when I got in office, we were anticipating this. What good is a passport if it does nothing except put a target on your back? We took precautions. You know those troops I took out? I sent even more back in. The troops that he took out knew the country. The troops he sent in, who knows? Certainly the bulk of them did not know the country because they hadn't been there. We provided aircraft. We pre-positioned these aircraft out in the Gulf. What good is that? And I love this. We have control of the airport. Well, except where the Taliban has control of the airport and, you know, all the people at the checkpoints that the Taliban's controlling. And we've essentially begged them to please don't hurt any of our people, you know, while this is all happening.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.